Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the service. For our first song, let's turn to page 82 in our Christian hymnal. Our next song is 280.
Thank you.
For our next song is 278. This time we'll look to Brother Robert Dale for our devotions.
Greet everyone in Jesus' name this evening. I'm glad to be here. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Here, see, this is where the storm came and the disciples were by themselves. And They were worried and they didn't know what to do, and they seen someone walking on the water toward them. Verse 26, Matthew 14, verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, and cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." You know, we have a lot of things in this world to distract us, to keep our mind wandering, and to worry for no reason at all. Sometimes we sort of feel like Peter here. We know which way we should go, but we forget to take our eyes off of Jesus, off of God, the one that is there for all of our needs, and we look around. And when we look around, there's nothing there. We just don't know which way to go. Maybe our health is taken away. Maybe things at work didn't go the way it was. We had everything planned. People didn't show up. There's a lot of different things, and we just don't know how we're going to make it. And we forget that we have one that cares, even about the little things. Even if it's cost us something, even money, even if we have to borrow money, whatever we have to do, he still cares. And so often I just forget about that. I feel like you have something that's so simple, you don't even know why you're worrying about it. But there's one example that we're tearing our kitchen apart, and we have some work to do. We've waited a long time, and we wanted to do it in a certain stage, and it's the cabinets won't be put in for another 2 weeks. And anyhow, I just didn't see how this is going to work. Where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? And, you know, and the family said, "It'll be fine." "No, it can't work." And I drug my feet. And all of a sudden, we had to do something because we had guys coming in to work on the house. So we did. And Friday evening, I came home and I couldn't believe it. I apologized. We have a nice house. You never know that. Yeah, it's different. It's in the garage. But it's great. That's a little thing. And God even cared about the kitchen. Let's turn to Genesis 9. You know, when I... of anything in nature that we see, the rainbow gives me the most encouragement of anything. No matter what it is, I look at the rainbow and I think, God hasn't forgotten us. It shines on us, and it's just beautiful. If you remember, not long ago I seen it, and I just stopped and looked, and I called home and said, "There's a rainbow. I'm sure you can't see it because I'm a long ways away, but there's a beautiful rainbow there." And God spake unto Noah and his sons with him, saying, "I beheld and I established my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, and of the fowl and the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, and to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. And I do set my bow in the cloud, and it will be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a bow over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. What a promise that we can have. And when we see that, let's not forget it. Sort of want to look at that as we have that promise, and as we're in the church, look at how many people that can help us and encourage us if we just reach out to them or ask them for help or just pray. And, you know, recently there's been some things we don't always understand, but each day God can give us something to give us encouragement to know that He is there. But so often we forget to look. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We know what God has gave to us. And when I seen the rainbow, I think of this verse, that if we only look to Him, what a promise we can have. It's just like the rainbow, just the little light. And when things are looking down, which they shouldn't, but when we think they're looking down, all we have to do is ask God to show us something. It might be something small. Maybe even a dog coming up and wagging his tail, or maybe just anything. Can we see it or can't we? Can we see the rainbow or do we always see the clouds? Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, just thank you for all you've done for us. Just thank you we can gather together like here this evening. And just thank you that we can sing praises to you. Just pray you'd be with everyone here, be with the ones that can't be here this evening, the ones in the mission field all over the world, that you would just reach out and touch them with your love and mercy. Be with the Bible school the coming week, summer Bible school, that you'd just have your special blessing. Just pray you'd bless the song service this evening. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Robert, for that devotional. You know, sometimes the little things are the things that can be the most important, but they're also the things that are the easiest to overlook. All right, at this time, the children can come forward and stand in the front here, and Kristen will have some songs for you. Thank you. Thank you, children, and thank you, Kristen, for leading them. All right, we'll take a selection at this time from either hymnal.
417.
Christian hymnal, song number 417. And I think we'd have time for one more selection after this one, then. Song number 417. Revive us again.
Oh, oh, we praise thee, O God, for the Son of my love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Alleluia, thank the glory. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, thank the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee.
Song number 119. After this song, we'll have the men's group in charge of Lyle. We will hold that spot in the last chorus where we normally do there.
Lord, we love thee.
We have two songs we want to sing tonight. One is I Need Thee Every Hour, and the other one is Would We Truly Long for Heaven? You know, if this life was perfect here, if we had always had the rainbows, if we always had the nice sunsets, if we always had the beautiful full moon evenings and all the beautiful of the summer and all that, if we always had that, if there was never shed a tear, we'd probably get pretty satisfied here. If we would be always perfect, but it's not. And never will be here. And that's what that last song, the last song we have is going to be about that there. But would we truly long for heaven? The first one, though, is I Need Thee Every Hour. You know, that is a cry of our hearts. It's a prayer that we need our Lord every hour of the day. You know, sometimes when if we get busy, we tend to forget. That's the times we need him the most. So anyway, trust that you all be blessed by these songs.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Would we truly truly long for heaven. If this love,
if this life was perfect here,
Three seventy-seven on Christian Hymnal.
Christian hymnal.
All right, we'll look at Ladies Group, a charge by Adriana at this time.
Two songs tonight. First one is Be Thou My Vision. My prayer is that I may always hold Christ, the center of my vision, and be a faithful servant of His. Our next song is about freedom, and in light of the 4th of July this past week and the way the world views it, I'm so thankful that our freedom comes through Christ.
But when you walk in love with the wind on your wing and cover
Ladies, that last song was a new one for me. I like that phrase, when you cover the earth with the songs you sing, the miles fly by. I don't know how many of you have passed time either in road trips or international travel or travel of some kind listening to music or singing, but it is amazing how that happens, isn't it? And not only that, but it makes someone who has a song in their heart all the time makes the world a nicer place for everyone. Okay, I'll take another song at this time.
536, Church Hymnal.
Church Hymnal, song number 536. Okay, now we're going to do something here, and I cheated just a little bit because I asked for a selection, but one of the first memories I have of a hymn sing, I don't know how old I was. I know I was still young enough. I was sitting with Dad because I remember sitting back there, but I don't know how old I was. I guess my brain just woke up that night and decided it was time to start remembering things. But Robert Weaver was in charge of hymn singing one evening, and he had chain singing. And so ever since then, whenever I think of chain singing, I think of Robert Weaver. So I think we're going to do some chain singing tonight. And to give more of a chance for more people to be able to have a part in it, we'll sing three verses from each song. We'll sing the first, the second, and the last verses. Unless the song only has three verses, of course. So, we'll start with song number 536. I will choose someone. That person can then choose someone else. You can lead the song yourself. If you're not comfortable with that, you can ask either Omar or I to lead it, or someone else, and we'll be happy to lead that for you. So I am going to choose Frida. If you would pick the next song, please, and then pick someone, yeah, and then pick someone to pick the song after that. Okay, Church Hymnal, song number 536, first, second, and last verses.
Thank you.
shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Our last one for this time.
become one of my favorites, that we don't need to stop praising the Lord from this night henceforth, whether we're here or whether we're lost or dead. And the last verse is kind of a repeat and a little bit of the first verse. And I'd like if you could step up a half step on the last verse and change the wording from I'll praise my maker to invite others. Then praise your maker while you breath that when your voice is lost in death. Praise shall employ you never.
Six 34 in a Christian hymnal. And a chorus come up on the last verse.
Six 34 for the beauty of the stars, for the rich crown. great to be here. First song we have is a very old familiar favorite. I hope it's a favorite anyway, because we're singing it a lot. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, song about giving ourselves as a living sacrifice. Second song, true evangelical faith. Christianity, would you say, in shoe leather? Practical applications. And the last song, He's My King. He's not my co-pilot or just a good example, but He's my Savior. He's my King, and that is something to sing about.
Beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. More than a Sunday go to meeting Christian, I want religion that thrills me every day. And saying amen to the preacher is fine, if all the week I let the light shine. I want to be more than a Sunday go to meeting Christian. This is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Monday, the love,
Tuesday, Wednesday, told me to have more faith, Thursday, divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
One for taking part this evening, and that includes everybody. We all have a part to play in God's kingdom, and it was just a blessing to be here and praise the Lord together with you tonight. So we're going to turn the rest of the time over to the ministry now.